right. We are back. We are live. We are here just like it always has been. We're here to have some fun tonight on Wrestling with Reality. Welcome to the show. This is for all the retro wrestling fans out there. Welcome. Tonight, we're doing WCW Monday Nitro from December 2nd, 1996. Yeah, I don't know if he's on this show. He's not on this show, I don't think, tonight. But we're still going to give an ooh-yeah for the Macho Man. Daniel, what is going on in the chat? Welcome to anybody else out there. We're going to have some good times tonight. I am Hard Body Wanglin here, and I'm here with the Destroyer of Ass Clowns. Brother Mark, what's going on, man?
Brother, what is going on, buddy? Brother, I am here. I'm happy. I'm excited to do this with you once again. And I just want to say, you know, to everybody out there that wanted to start shit, to say shit, guess what? You don't hunt what you can't kill. And what we have is too good to be torn down. So I just want to let everybody know out there that going forward, if you want some, come get some. But this is the deal. We're too good. We're too great. We're too hot to handle. We're too cold to hold. We're too legit to quit. And guess what? The cream always rises to the top. And that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to continue to do. So I'm here to have some fun, brother.
Hey, you got that right, man. Well, we're going to have a good time tonight here on the show. And we're back to like we always do. We're doing here, if you're new to the page tonight, we got some great lineups throughout the week for you guys. We have interviews throughout the weeks, usually a few a month. We'll have some great interviews for some retro wrestling content. We got our WCW Nitro series where we started right back at the invasion of the Outsiders coming in. And we're up to December now of 1996, right here on December the 2nd. We watch it all in order. When Thunder comes up, we'll even add that in there. I know, man. I'm telling you. We got a WCW Saturday Night series that we do as well. We also do WWF Superstars. And, of course, we're always sprinkling in some extra bonus stuff throughout the week. Myself, Chris, Big Mike, we always got something going on over here. So make sure you like, follow the page if you're a first-time watcher out here. Make sure you like and follow the page. And, of course, we are going to be talking some more stuff about the show later on at the end of it. But, Chris, we're here for some Nitro tonight here. And as Daniel says, WWR went up at the rafters like Sting, but they didn't need a year and a half to get back in the ring. That is correct, Daniel. We were right back at it. We do not quit here on this show. Chris said, do not hunt what you cannot kill. It ain't going anywhere anytime soon. Censorship be damned. Here we are, Chris. And we got a hell of a show tonight, Chris. Do you want to hear the lineup for this evening, my friend?
Oh, God, I'm excited. Let's see what a doozy we're dealing with tonight.
All right, let me popping this up here, man. So we got friend of the show, Ray Lloyd. Glacier is going to be on kicking it off. Always excited to see Glacier out there. He has taken on an iconic character on his own, man. This guy is something. We'll talk about him more on there. We are of no relation. We are not family members. We are not friends. You know, he wants to be like me, but he can't be. He tried to pick up my training tools to get his hard body. He is Hard Body Harrison. No relation right here. I do not claim him whatsoever. He is a bad fucking man. So I am not claiming Hard Body Harrison, but he is in the first match tonight. We have a star-studded affair here. We have your best friend, the Mountie, Jacques Rougeau,
yes,
and Carl Ouellette, and they're taking on one hell of a tag team here, which I know everybody out here is going to enjoy this one. They're taking on Joe Gomez and the Renegade. My Lord, man. What a tag team, Joe Gomez. Wow. Yes. We also got, Chris, we can't forget, we also got tonight Ming and the Barbarian, and they're taking on Robert Gibson of the Rock and Roll Express and his tag team partner tonight, Scotty fucking Riggs. Can you believe that?
Yes, I can believe it, but it's sad because one of the greatest things that ever happened disbanded a few weeks ago. And for like the people that have been there since the beginning from us with us last week, Nitro, before the shit went down like with our page, the American Males broke up and Buff Bagwell sold his soul to the NWO. So Scotty Riggs, he's just sitting there like
heartbreaking.
Okay.
Heartbreaking.
It's fucking heartbreaking.
It's crushing stuff, man. I mean, it's almost as bad as Crush on WWF Superstars, but it's not quite that much. Well, I know Daniel's excited here because he already put this one up. We also have another legend in the making. We have Kevin Sullivan taking on KC Sunshine.
Who the fuck is that?
Well, we're going to talk about KC Sunshine because I dug up a little dirt on KC Sunshine for the show tonight. So when we get to him, I'll talk about him. We also got Dean Malenko taking on Billy Kidman, and that's for the WCW Cruiserweight Championship. We have the channel changer himself, Double J, Jeff Jarrett. And he's taking on Big Bubba Rogers as well. So Big Bubba's out there against Jeff Jarrett. Yeah, oh, ain't he great? His podcast is great. I'll say that, man. His podcast is really good. Big Mike is in the house. What's going on, Big Mike? How you doing, my friend? It's always good to see
brother,
you,
Big Mike. Brother, I love to see you, my friend. And once again, you talk about our group, the heart, the backbone. It's Big Mike right here. So, Big Mike, brother, thank you so much for being loyal to us and sticking by with
us. Well, the heart and the backbone of WCW is also on this card tonight, Chris. And it is not Double A Arn Anderson, even though I love him. But he's taking on the real heart and backbone of WCW Monday Nitro. Jim Powell. Is on the show again.
Oh my God.
Yes. I'm
so sick.
Yes. I know Big Mike will be excited. He's a big time Jim Powers fan. So I know that for sure. This is a really exciting match that I think is going to be good. We have Chris Benoit taking on Lord Steven Regal in one of the qualifying quarterfinal matches for the US title tournament. So that's going to be a fun match, I think. Lord knows Chris Benoit can go. We all know how great Steven Regal is. So by all means, I think this might be the match of the night. Could be wrong. You never do know. But I'm going to say that, man, 100%, that should be a fun match. Another fun match sees Lex Luger taking on Rocco Rock, Chris. Yes, Rocco Rock from the Public Enemy. And this is not a typo here. Sting is taking on Rick Steiner on this episode. Let's see where that goes, man, because Sting has been hanging up in those rafters for a long time. Yes, he might. That's what it says. Sting is on this here. The heart of WWR is Iko Pro on the WWF edition, Daniel. So you don't have to get another subscription there. Oh, the heart of it on the others on the other side when we go to the WWF.
Which I just recently got a I just bought stock in Charmin because of the diarrhea that stuff's given me.
Bro, Iko Pro is some stuff, man. I'm telling you. It's some stuff. Daniel says if Regal and Benoit gets less than 15 minutes, it's bad booking from bad creative. Well, there's about 19 matches on this show, so I think they're not going to get 15 minutes, Daniel, but I very well could be wrong. I'm just going to say that. They have an abundance of matches this evening, so it's going to be interesting to see how long they give them on the time there, but we're happy to be back at it here. We're going to make a little alteration to how we do things. We're going to keep the volume on real, real low on this, and once again, this content is made public by YouTube, by Facebook, where we get it from. It is not owned by us. It is owned by somebody else, but we are using this as transformative content. So
thank know that. You very much.
Yes, exactly. We're going to put that up there. So we do not claim to own it or any of that stuff. So we are using this as transformative content for sure. But we're back up and running. Chris, you ready to get rolling here, buddy?
I'm ready to rock and roll, baby. So what I'm going to do is that for the people that haven't joined us prior, yours truly does the countdown, because if it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's red, leave it for dead. That's right, baby. 5, staying alive. God bless you, Dr. Travolta. 4, hit the floor. 3, I got a P. 2, electric boogaloo. 1, let's do this, son.
All right, man. We are live here. What is going on, Joe? Team JD is in the house, man. We're always happy to have Team JD right here, buddy. And let me just say, great interview coming up for you guys on Friday with Mr. Joe Davis himself, who's one hell of an entrepreneur and going to be a damn sure huge name in the wrestling business in a very short period of time. He's already making waves all up and everywhere he goes, but we're excited to have him on for sure. And Michael's excited for Jumpin' Jim Powers because he said he's awesome.
Oh my God, yes. I can't wait.
Oh man, here's the fireworks kicking it off. We're live from Dayton, Ohio tonight, folks. So Nitro tonight is coming from the wonderful city itself, Dayton, Ohio. We got the living legend, Larry Zbysko, Tony Schiavone right here, kicking us off for some Nitro here. Are you stoked for Nitro as much as I am, Chris?
Brother, I am, man, because like the God honest truth is like with us doing this, this feels like we are on like a first date again, man. It feels like a whole brand new experience that like we're not that like we haven't done this before, but it's like a whole new experience, and I feel rejuvenated, re-energized, and I'm going to take this all in for as much as I can. So yes, I'm excited.
Always, man. Well, Mike hopes to see Nick Patrick here a few times. I don't know if it's going to happen tonight, Michael. He's still nursing that serious, you know, neck injury. But Steiner's pissed out here, folks. The dog-faced gremlin's calling out Sting for the main event. Do you think Sting shows?
I don't know, maybe, but I just want to say, whatever moron bought the Nick Patrick shirt, you're banned from the show for life.
Now you got a spot for life if you proudly display your Nick Patrick shirt, my God. And yes, what a true fashion icon he is right here, Daniel, man. He is an icon, to say the least. That's one hell of an outfit right there with that nice Kanga cap or whatever the hell they call that thing there.
Oh, my God.
Dude, the big bad booty daddy, Scott Steiner, that guy knows how to wear some clothes.
Yeah, he does. And I just want to say, did you know Scott Steiner owns restaurants? He owns a restaurant.
They closed it down.
Why?
He's turning it into a bar. I guess COVID kind of hit him. They were doing pretty good out there, but he was probably kind of getting tired of it maybe. But they ended up, he's opening up a bar there, last I heard, Chris.
Oh, okay. And that was in Michigan, right?
No, actually it was in Georgia. It was in Acworth, Georgia.
So is that where he lives now?
Yeah, I believe he's always lived outside of Atlanta there for Steiner. So he lives right in Acworth, Georgia there.
Yeah, like with that being like the heart of WCW, I could see a lot of the older guys like planting their roots there, you know?
Yeah, a lot of guys lived that down there back in the day, probably like to stay down there. Georgia's a nice state, you know. I could definitely see why people like to stick down there. Chris, Mike has a question. What if he bought a Nick Patrick shirt and wears it down to the beach in June? Are you still gonna bar him from Myrtle Beach there?
Yes, I will. I will gladly show him to a short walk off a long pier.
Dude, imagine drunken Steiner Math hanging out with him over there, man, at the bar, and he starts popping out some Steiner Math for you right out there. Imagine that.
That would be fabulous.
Dude, that would be tremendous to get some Steiner Math on a couple of beers over there. There's no what are you drinking there? Snapple tonight?
I'm drinking Nesquik chocolate milk, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, you love you some Nesquik, man, and you love you some chocolate milk, bro. That's all I'm going to say.
I do.
You like that? You like that probably a little too much here. And here he is. It's Glacier. Ray Lloyd is out right now. Gotta love Glacier, man.
Glacier is the freaking man. I'm nothing but the utmost love and respect for the guy. And, you know, just as like the years go by, I have more respect for his character. I used to make fun of it, but now I'm thinking to myself, the guy was put in a position to where he couldn't freaking win. Essentially, he had to make the best of what he was given, you know?
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. It's interesting. You know, Ray's a great guy. Everybody speaks nothing but the highest esteem about Ray Lloyd. And every interaction I've ever had with him, the guy's the nicest guy in the world, and a big fan of his. And it's not his fault. He got kind of saddled with a gimmick that at this time really wasn't meant to work out. But definitely doesn't put anything on Ray. The guy's a legit badass out there, and he was a legit martial artist that could probably whoop about everybody's ass out there. He really could have been big, Joe. I agree. If he would have been about a year or two earlier, I think Glacier would have been probably up. They would have been putting him up on that U.S. title, maybe even that main event level over time. It would have been so much bigger in 95-ish, but 96, it was just the worst time. That's my opinion, though. What do you think about that, Mr. Stutter and Stud Muffin over there?
It's timing. You know, he was the New World Order was the thing that completely destroyed all those hokey gimmicks. You know, Glacier would have been perfect in the 1995 WWE. You can't tell me that he would. He could have been a freaking star.
And he's doing, no doubt about it. He's training some great people down there with Cody Rhodes to an AEW at the Nightmare Factory with them and QT Marshall. So, I mean, I got to say, go out and check out Ray's show. He does, what is it? What's it called? Breaking Waves or whatever it is there. So, well, here's dumb hair right here. You guys are dumber than I thought. Still doing the same old thing. Good luck with it. Yeah, you're as dumb as everybody thought, you big fat fucking goof, Francois. Seriously.
Wait, hold on. This is the guy in which we got more followers in one day than the goof has had his whole page existence.
Seriously. Here he comes to coach sit over there. So, hey, Big Robbie, you're going to join the block list where you belong, you fat tub of lard. Yep. Adios. See ya. Fucking goof. That's what we think about trolls coming on here right there. No doubt about it.
Yep.
And yep. Like, adios. And go make another page. You'll make another page in a minute and come on, but we're not focusing on that here. We're focusing on Glacier, buddy. Let me tell you that. Glacier is here. Hardbody is out quick here, man. That's over with.
Good Lord.
That body, is quick, man.
His body was not that hard out. Hard, obviously. It was just soft. He had a soft jaw. I'm telling you.
Seriously, I'm telling you, man. Gotta love Ray Glacier Lloyd, man. He kicked some ass there and took some names for sure. Hardbody Harrison is serving a life sentence in prison now. Do you know that, Chris?
Well, now I do. What did he do?
He was doing human trafficking and prostitution. I believe there might have been underage women involved and just terrible stuff, man.
Okay, well, then he deserves to be in prison. It's that simple.
Seriously, man. Yeah, I think he's got a life sentence, if I recall correctly. He has a life sentence over there, man.
I agree. I mean, wow.
Yeah. That's
crazy.
Life sentence for that man for doing that stuff. So he won some type of lawsuit, though, I believe, against WCW towards the end of his career. So he was definitely out there for a bit, man. And I don't know. He really didn't. He was kind of a staple on WCW Saturday night, I think, right?
Oh, yeah. He was actually a part of the lawsuit that Booker T was involved with when supposedly the WCW was discriminating going against minorities, when in fact that was disproven that they weren't. So
yeah, I think that's when they just paid them off, man. So
yeah,
I think that's when they just paid people off there just to kind of get rid of them there, something like that at that time. Bishop's talked about it before.
Oh yeah.
Daniel, you got to wonder what's going on in his life in there now, man, for his poor decisions. But by all means, that's what happens when you make dumb choices. And Hardbody Harrison, definitely, we're not going to be seeing too much of him. We're not going to see too much of these guys much longer either. They don't have too much longer of a run here. But we got the Renegade and Joe Gomez, man. What's your favorite Joe Gomez match?
All of them. They're so good. I can't narrow it down. By God, I can't.
Seriously, man, these guys were something. I'm telling you, man. And imagine that they were really trying to push the Renegade at one point. Oh, Lord, here he comes.
Yes.
Here he comes.
I absolutely love it.
There it is. There's your buddy there, Jacques Rougeau, the Mountie, Quebec, Canada. Yes, we get it, Jacques. You're here.
Yes.
And there's the heart and soul of that team right there. PCO, my friend. You got to love some PCO.
Yes, and you got Tennessee Lee.
Yeah, Tennessee Lee. Was that what his name was at this point?
I think. Wait, hold on. Damn it, I can't. Colonel Rob Parker.
Yeah, he was Tennessee Lee in WWE. He was Colonel Rob Parker, and then he went by different nicknames there with whatever faction that he was aligned with. Well, your boys are going to sing "O Canada" here, man. They're going to sing some "O Canada" for you.
Yes,
we love our neighbors to the north. We support Canada and Rougeau definitely as well against Mongo. Bash of the Beach classic, absolutely, man. Mongo, man, we got to note Mongo here on the show. It's really sad to see, you know, of course everybody who's a wrestling fan has seen what Mongo's going through right now with Luke Eric's disease, and man, really hope he pushes through it as best as possible. I know it's a rough time for him and stuff, and nothing but love for Mongo, man. We might clown around sometimes here with some things, but by God, man, we're in Mongo's corner, especially on that stuff, Chris.
Oh God, yeah. And like the thing is that Mongo, I mean, we might not have been like the biggest fan of his when it comes to like his wrestling, but he opened up the door for football players to go and become pro wrestlers. He was one of those guys that kicked the door wide open. Him, Ron Simmons, Lex Luger, he was in that same category as people that paved the way. And like with Mongo, he's an absolute football legend. You can't deny it. The man was a part of one of the most legendary defenses in the history of football. The guy was just a stand-up guy. I mean, just straight up, I wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah, you gotta wish Mongo all the best in the world. We have fun on the show. We make some jokes, but by God, man, that's a rough thing he's going through. And Mongo deserves way better than what he's going through right now. But if anybody's gonna push through it, man, you know, it could be a guy as tough as Mongo. So let's hope for it for sure. He might have sucked in the ring, but he did try. He gave it his all, and a lot of people did like him as a horseman. Some people didn't so much. Some people did. So he was definitely not everybody's cup of tea for sure. And Joe made a good point about Parker, you know, Tennessee Lee, whatever you want to call him. He was a great manager while really not doing too much. He did his couple of spots throughout the match, got involved if he needed to. And he was able to really do some cool stuff, man. So he definitely could do some really cool stuff, man.
Would you rather spend a day in prison with Hardbody Harrison, or would you rather watch a week's worth of Rad Rob Mania?
Dude, you can't ask me that question. That's a tough question. I need some time to think about that one, man. How long in prison?
A day with Hardbody, as compared to a week of listening to nonstop Dribble.
Prison for a day with Hardbody or that? I don't know, man. I can't make that decision right at this point in time. That's a really hard decision because they're both equally as fucked up as the other one. You know? So, yeah. I might have to say that I can't possibly think to ever even wonder what that might be, my friend. I wouldn't want to think about either of those. So, Mike, you could be hard body loving, you know? You could definitely be, you know? Big Mike's the hard body loving over there, man. I love it. I think there you go. He could definitely, I will give you that one all day. You can have that one, Mike. That's for sure. And the Renegade just got chopped the fuck down there by PCO, man. I don't think it would be a good day for him to try to fuck with PCO.
Oh, God, yeah. And, God, it's pathetic that you got people that supposedly can't stand us that purposely stay up past their bedtime to talk shit. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking out loud, guys.
Hey, you know, when your life is pathetic and you want to talk shit and say you want to come on here and hate on people, that's why they call them Twitter tough guys, the keyboard maniacs, the warriors, the keyboard warriors, the trolls, whatever the hell you want to call them. Some people, they just can't help themselves. Some people are destined for greatness, like right over here, and then some people are destined for the absolute shitter, like those people.
Yeah.
Yep. We don't want any of that crap over here. So if you're going to bring that stuff over here and you're going to troll, it's not the right place for you, because we're here to have some fun. And that's what it's going to be. And it's quite as simple as that, man. So
because if you want to be a man and you want to have a legitimate discussion, we can do that. We have a true open door policy here. But if you're going to be a troll and a flat out dick, bye bye. Sorry.
Yep. If not, you're going to get a spine buster from AA Arn Anderson. AA might spine bust your ass, man. If I don't know. I wouldn't want to mess with old AA back in the day. Would you, Chris?
Oh, hell no. I wouldn't. Dude, would you still want to fuck with them today? I would not. I would not.
Hey, Arn Anderson's the enforcer for a reason. I got nothing but the utmost respect for AA, man. He's one of the all-time greats for a reason. Amen to that. Joe says it right. Bring it on, trolls, because you know what? You come over here, you're just gonna get your ass slayed on that stuff, man. We're gonna steal a little line from you boys. We're gonna kick some ass, chew some bubble gum at the same time, man. That's how it goes.
You know what? To quote Shane Douglas, you're gonna get your ass franchised.
It might just, man. Use the words. Be a man, and Arn shows up. Coincidence? Seriously, Daniel, that's no coincidence right there, man. I'm telling you.
Clean it up.
Clean it up. Rakishi Fatu, whatever he is, he's telling you right now, folks, clean it up.
Get your attitude straight and clean it up.
Mike, don't worry. You didn't miss anything by missing the Mountie match, because we all know that's five minutes of your life you'll never get back. Like, we're not just going to get back there. It's like missing Hornswoggle Wrestle. That's a disrespect to Hornswoggle, Mike. You might need to make an apology to Hornswoggle.
You guys will not disrespect the name of the Mountie. He is a legend in Canada, and he's the reason why that yours truly has a lifetime supply of Aunt Jemima syrup with my name all over it, because I am a veteran of the Canadian-American War, okay? The battle over ice skates, mooses, and maple syrup, okay? I'm a veteran of that, and people want to disrespect it. It ain't right.
That's where the injuries came from, right?
Exactly.
Was the difficult wounds that you inflicted, it got inflicted upon you in there, did it create the damage so the stutter comes out more?
Yeah. Yes, it did. And it gave me the ability to make GoFundMe pages.
I watch Greg Valentine wrestle. I lost too much time. The Mountie is welcome anytime.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you. God damn, I can't.
Watching Greg Valentine wrestle is an absolutely epic feat right there, man. That is something that definitely will be something that will change your life, man.
He's so fucking terrible. I'm sorry, guys. I just can't stand Greg Valentine. I can't stand Jeff Jarrett. But I must admit, I was wrong.
Did you like the podcast that he did?
Yes, I did. It was really good. He's a great storyteller. He's not a great one within the ring, but he's a great verbal speaker. I don't know why that didn't shine over to his promos, but he has a really good podcast. Come
on down. He's very good on the podcast. I kicked your cat out of his leg. Yes. I love some of the later stuff they do with Arn, even though I know Arn probably wasn't a fan of them parodying him later on. I really look forward to some of the stuff that we're going to see with the Horsemen later on, because I really felt, you know, with all the love and respect to the Horsemen, I really felt the Horsemen were very stale at this point. I loved all the guys in there in their own way, but I just thought the Horsemen were very stale at this point. That's my opinion. Though, what do you think?
I thought, yeah, like the Horsemen, that they're extremely stale, and they could have done so much more to freshen up the group. But, you know, and like we talked about Mongo earlier, I think Mongo actually added to the group when freshening them up. And whether you liked, whether like you loved them or whether you hated them, you watched them.
Yeah.
Like, well, what the fuck is Mongo going to do next? And that got you wanting to know what the Horsemen were doing. So I'm just saying, I thought they were stale. I thought they were.
I don't understand the booking of this match whatsoever right here. Not because the faces are fear here. We always put over the faces of fear for what they were and how badass they were and how much we respect them. I don't get why the hell poor Robert Gibson right here, who's coming out next, is forced to tag with this guy coming out with him right here, who just, like you said, a week ago was booted out of the American Males. Buff turned heel on him there, went to the NWO. What did Robert Gibson do to deserve this right here?
I don't know. I guess he just needed a paycheck.
Bro, I don't know. I feel bad for Robert Gibson right here, to be honest with you. I really do.
Michael had a great idea. Randy Hogan should have been the manager of the Mountie.
Man, that would have been an interesting combination there. I don't think Randy would go heel like that, man. He wouldn't do that. Okay. Scotty is still around, and he's just not doing much right now. I will say this. I do know that I believe his mother passed away recently, so condolences to the Riggs family. I don't think he's doing anything in wrestling at all. I don't know what he's doing, but I know he's still alive and kicking, and he does get mentioned once in a while there on some of the podcasts where they talk about him. A lot of people put him over as a really cool dude and a nice guy, just lacked a lot of the tools that you might need to become a big time star. So that's what a lot of people would kind of put it out there about him, Chris.
I agree. He was one of those people that he was a very skilled wrestler. He just promos, that was his weakness. He could put on a good solid match, he just couldn't talk. You know?
Yeah, he was definitely not a talker, that's for sure. He just lacked several things there. Wasn't that he was awful or anything, all jokes aside, but, you know, he just didn't have the tools to be a real star in any way, and it sucks right there, man. It's just, it's hard. Daniel said he thinks he had some depression issues and such. He's trying to get him under control. Absolutely, man. I really hope that he's getting him under control, because you know, that's a tough thing to go through. Everybody goes through depression and different issues and insecurities and things going on in their lives. So I really pray for the best for him there. Now, last week, they had the whole NWO come out, beat down the phases of fear. I still say that in real life, Ming probably could have taken all of them out in one shot by himself, Chris. Throwing the Barbarian in there, and it's a definite game set match for the Faces of Fear.
Oh, God, yes, I agree. And, like, the thing is that, but what if the Giant had a cigarette in his mouth? Would that make a difference?
Man, that could be a game changer right there, you know? He's pretty badass, you know? Like, let's look at the Ninja Turtles. The Ninja Turtles, they all have their own different weapon, right? Michelangelo's got the nunchucks. Donatello's got what, those big swords, or not the swords, the bow thing with the stick, whatever that he calls it. Raphael's got the size, and then Leonardo's got the badass swords. Well, the Giant has cigarettes, and when he pops one of those Marlboros right in, that's like giving him Ahmed Johnson Red Bull when he's ready to fall asleep. Like, it could be some bad fucking consequences right there. Bad news, man. And I'm not talking about Bad News Barrett here. I'm talking about bad news. Those cigarettes just, you saw what the Red Bull did for Ahmed last week on Shotgun Saturday Night. All right, that is going to wrap up this episode. If you want to get the rest of this episode in full, all you got to do is head on over to patreon.com/WWR podcast. That's patreon.com/WWR podcast. You can get this show and everything else we do in full right on over on Patreon. It's as low as $5 a month. And the highest it gets up there for the tiers is only $15 a month. So if you're a retro renegade, you want to check out all the great content, interviews, all the great stuff that we got going on, head on over to patreon.com/WWR podcast, and you can check out everything we got over there in full. Thanks for your support, and we'll catch you over on Patreon.